Welcome to the AgPro Podcast. I'm Margie Eckelkamp. The Agricultural Retailers Association seeks to assist members with questions about federal legislation impacting agriculture and regulatory compliance issues. And one such resource is the DC Help Desk. Richard Gupton, Senior Vice President of Public Policy at ARA, joins us on the podcast today to talk about what's next in 2020. Richard, welcome to the podcast.
Well, glad to be here. Happy New Year.
So Happy New Year. Let's hop right in. And what do you want to talk about first as far as what's next to come in D.C. for 2020?
Well, the first thing, when Congress adjourned, before they adjourned, the House had an important vote on USMCA, the trade deal between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. So we were pleased with that vote. It was a strong bipartisan vote that the House took, finally, to provide some certainty on our two largest trading partners. And the next step, really, going into 2020, is the United States Senate. So the Senate has to take that trade deal up for a vote. We anticipate its passage, but it still has to take place. And we think that'll provide some certainty, again, on a major trading with our major trading partners. And then the next thing is, I think in mid-January or about a week from now, there's supposed to be a signing of the actual of the U.S.-China trade deal of phase one of this deal. So that could have some big benefits for agriculture as well with additional exports to China if that goes through.
Yeah, Richard, as you guys have been advocating for this certainty in trade, what for ag retailers, what are the biggest benefits of the movement and action on these trade agreements?
Well, one is helpful, again, for their farmer customers if they're able to move their products because the ag is for exports is still a net positive for the United States. So that's important. We also have products that are imported for, crop input supplies or ingredients or that can be used in developing crop protection products or importation of fertilizer. So having low tariffs on those products, because some do come from, for example, from China, is important. And we want to make sure there's some certainty on the trade front and also lower cost to try to minimize any kind of economic impact it may have, not only on our ag retail members, but their farmer customers.
Excellent. So I know there's also some movement and some activity around infrastructure coming up early here in 2020.
That's right. I mean, the Congress needs to reauthorize the surface transportation programs. It expires at the end of September of this year. And the only activity that's taken place so far is in the Senate Environment Public Works Committee. So the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, which has primary jurisdiction, has to move legislation, as well as the Senate Commerce, Science and Transportation Committees, which they have to move those pieces of legislation on a surface transportation reauthorization bill. So we're focusing on reforms to the hours of service regulations, making sure there's adequate infrastructure investment for our roads and bridges, and that's a big focus of ours, and we're trying to work with members of Congress and the others in the ag industry to kind of move that legislation forward. The big issue continues to revolve around funding. There's a deficit with the Highway Trust Fund. That's a growing deficit. And so how do you fund these programs without continuing to take money out of the general treasury? And it's estimated it's a six-year reauthorization bill. If they don't find additional funding mechanisms, again, modest increases of gas tax, or other things, how do they deal with that $100 billion shortfall?
And what can retailers do as far as some action to be taken now?
Well, we've got on the trade front with USMCA and on the Surface Transportation Reauthorization Bill, you go to the ARA's website. It's aradc.org. Under the Take Action or the Public Policy, there is a Take Action key. You can just click into there, send a quick message on both the trade related issue, and also you can send messages on the transportation reauthorization bill. So our members need to not only get engaged via sending emails or phone calls or social media to members on both of those things to kind of move those issues forward. They also need to basically try to visit with their members of Congress when they're back in town. They were just back there for a very lengthy recess during the holiday season. They'll have ones coming up in February again. And so having interaction between our members and the industry and their lawmakers is kind of critical to kind of move these issues forward.
Excellent. And I know you're going to be welcoming the ARA board as well as some other ARA members into D.C. in February. Talk a little bit about the board meeting as well as the fly-in.
We have our upcoming, as you mentioned, our upcoming ARA winter board meeting is February 10th to 12th here in Washington, D.C. It's also connected to a legislative fly-in in conjunction with a number of state agribusiness associations. And so we have a policy discussion while we're here, meet with the regulators and lawmakers, and really one day, the February 11th Tuesday, is our big day of Hill visits. So we, you know, typically we've had up to 160, 180 meetings, meeting with lawmakers from all across the country. They break up and our members break up in teams. And that's a way for our members to interact, again, with the legislative staff that advise members of Congress, the House members and the senators, on some of these key policy issues we just talked about. It allows them to build a relationship, put a face on the industry, and invite them to come, again, visit their facilities, see what they, the important work they do back in their states and districts, how ag retailers play an important role in the U.S. agricultural economy and working with their farmer customers. So this is a great opportunity to do that and build those relationships, because there's always, if you've, there's a, I guess this year in particular, there's a high number of lawmakers that are not running for re-election. And so even going into the next Congress after this 2020 election, you're going to have to start building even new relationships. So it's always, it's a constant thing, and they have a lot of staff turnover as well. So it's, we're having to constantly kind of rebuild those relationships to make sure Congress, when they're making these decisions, and it's on a daily and weekly basis, that they understand the impact it has on ARA members.
No, excellent. As you say, Richard, 2020 is shaping up to be a very busy year already. And then, of course, we've got an election coming in November. So
it'll be an interesting year, you know, particularly here in Washington, D.C., when it comes to politics and elections and policy. So we work with both parties and try to move our issues forward on behalf of the industry and work with the administrations, whether it's a Republican or Democrat administration. We try to work with them, again, to have the necessary changes, to have smart regulations that protect the employers and the communities, but also make sure there's common sense as well and they're economically feasible as well. So those are the things we put a focus on, and we work with both the, again, the federal agencies and the Congress, and look forward to working with them in 2020.
Excellent. So if you are an ARA member with advocacy or regulatory questions, or you're interested in booking meetings with your representatives or getting answers from regulatory agencies, log in and send questions through ARA's DC Help Desk. Many questions and issues can be answered or resolved within a few business days. Go to aradc.org/helpdesk or call 202-457-0825. Richard, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the AgPro Podcast.
No, thank you for the opportunity.